Apocalypse and Avocados.
Welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados, the podcast where we let robots do the heavy lifting, unless, of course, they're too busy judging our Spotify playlist and reminding us we haven't stood up in 3 hours. I'm Peter, and today we're handing over the keys to artificial intelligence, literally. It's ChatGPT, take the wheel and crash it, where we ask, are smart devices actually making us smarter or just making us feel like idiots with Wi-Fi? From autocorrect fails to the weirdest AI-generated memes you've seen this week, we're diving into the chaos of living in a world where your fridge is smarter than your ex. Buckle up, because if the robots are driving, we're definitely not getting there in one piece. Hey, Doom Scrollers, I'm here with Sean and Carissa. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, how you doing?
Fantastic.
Wonderful, wonderful. So today we're going to talk about AI, the elusive AI that everybody's afraid of. So I want to start us off with a rapid fire list here, starting with Carissa. How many smart things did you use before noon today?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I've been on every social media app you can name. Let's see, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, email. I think that's it. I think.
What about your Apple Watch there?
Yeah. No, I didn't work out today. Not yet.
Okay. How about you, Sean?
A lot, though. I used ChatGPT already. I used my Apple Watch. Thermostat upstairs. I know there's more, but I can't think of it.
Before noon today, I used ChatGPT, Perplexity, Claude, my alarm on my phone, the lights app to turn on the lights.
The lights, I forgot about those. Yeah, I knew there was more.
Control the climate, feed the cats. Their feeders are digital too. I think you know where we're going with this. Basically, technology is taking over. AI is everywhere. It's not going away. It is the future. But you see a lot of news stories that are out there right now basically saying that it's going to take over and it's already ruining our lives. What do you guys feel about that?
I think it can be scary, especially with the news stories that you hear about people hacking into company systems and taking over other people's identities and making transactions and things like that. But I mean, it's not like it's anything new if you think about it. Computers have been around forever and people have been hacking them forever, so...
Yeah, but I don't think that's so much that the AI is doing it. The AI is only as powerful as the person that has coded it or trained it.
That's true.
So I think that those things are good points, but if the AI is doing it, it's somebody behind it.
Right.
Which is kind of scary, but also I think it's great for moving us into the future, especially with coding. Like I use it, I program, I use it to check my codes, make sure my programs are working correctly. And when I can't find the syntax error, the one missing comma out of my lines of code, it finds it for me. So I think it's great for that. And I also think it might be great for research in like medical areas.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's a great point you bring up, because one of the big wins within the realm of AI has been AI's role in scientific breakthroughs, such as protein folding predictions. So it has played a really big part in that. Is another thing that it's done is innovations in accessibility, like AI-driven voice assistants for aiding those with disabilities. Those are two big medical-related achievements, I guess, is the word I'm looking for.
That's pretty cool. I also think it's helping your field as well. With fitness.
Fitness? Oh, yeah. Well, you have the fitness app, so you can track your workouts now, which is pretty incredible. You can also, well, I use one that currently I can time my rest periods in between and track the weights, and I can actually see everything that I've done for the past 12 months, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, so don't you think it would be beneficial? It's not necessarily as scary.
No, in ways it is beneficial, but in other ways it can be scary.
I guess.
That's technology in general.
Yeah, it could also be comedic. Did anybody see the frigging? It's not necessarily comedic with that part. I was going to go into the whole Donald Trump as the Pope. it's not exactly funny. But it kind of is.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it definitely is. There's been some very funny things that have come to be because of AI, for sure.
Well, what about those weird videos that you see where people are like morphing into animals or monsters? Those are pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, like on the America's Got Talent, where they they like age in front of you.
Yes, that is freaking awesome.
It's happening more and more. It is around. It's here to stay. It's not going to change. It's only going to get more incredible, or more realistic, rather. There is the topic that AI influencers, they are out there. There is a particular woman, I think her name is Alice or Alessandra. She's one of the top AI influencers. She's completely computer generated. She's been around for a couple of years now, and I think she has like 18 million followers.
That's really cool.
Yeah, she's just everything. It's like her, the background's generated. They generated her in like Paris having an espresso cappuccino on the corner. It's really freaking cool. But she also has an OnlyFans. So,
oh my God. Yeah. Of course she does.
There's a subscription for everything.
Yes, exactly. So I feel like that's kind of where the future is going. But that seems pretty harmless, I guess, unless you're sexually deprived. But I digress. So we're also thinking, like, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like our technology is judging us constantly.
Yes, my Apple Watch is always telling me to stand up. I don't like it.
Or drink water.
Or Amazon is telling me it might be time to buy something again. Jeez, how do you know how fast I've eaten it?
Exactly. How about the one where, I hate even bringing him up in this, the guy that was driving his Tesla, he put it in the self-drive and said, take me somewhere that I've never been. And he was like a headset guy.
Oh, yeah.
And took him to a Planet Fitness. And he's like, you got to be fucking kidding me. It really is. It's judging you. You feel like your echoes are all listening to you all the time.
They are listening, and they say weird things all the time. Don't yours start talking randomly? Because the ones in mom and dad's house do.
No.
It actually, there's one in the bathroom, the Echo, and it randomly will start talking. Nobody's talking to it. And I had been, I don't know, moved back in for maybe 3 or 4 months. And I was like, why does this freaking thing always talk at this time? I didn't say anything to you. Please stop. And then I actually went to the bathroom one time and listened to it. And I was like, this bitch is telling me the weather. She's been telling me the weather every day at 6:30 this whole time. And every day I get freaked out by it. She's harmless, though.
I mean, imagine if you were sitting there and she's like, I can hear you peeing. Your stream is a little weak today.
That would be weird. I'd be like, all right, bitch, you're getting out of the bathroom.
You're going in the toilet.
I can't have you here.
It's crazy. It is judging you. But you also have to think about, everybody has this idea that they're listening to you all the time. And to an extent, they are. But it's mostly your keystrokes. It's whatever you're looking at that they send you more of. Or if you're on the same Wi-Fi, your IP address, it will push the same things that you've been looking at to anybody else that's connected to your Wi-Fi. That's just how the algorithm works. So you can sit at home and you can look at weight loss pills and on your computer. And if your partner is connected to the Wi-Fi, it's going to push weight loss pills to them.
Well, that's like mom was shopping for stuff at Wayfair. And I kept getting all the Wayfair ads, and it was aggravating me. I was like, I do not need a mattress. Please stop.
It's looking a little lumpy. But yeah, it happens all the time. I don't think it's necessarily judging you. I think that you're becoming a little sensitive. You're taking it the wrong way. It's not you. It's somebody else in the house, probably. Oh, yeah. I want bacon today. So it's going to put up like a whole deli and fucking pigs and shit everywhere. Like here, what? The Omaha steak box?
It's just encouraging you.
It does know when you're hungry, though.
That's like DoorDash. Do you ever get the random notifications from DoorDash?
Yes.
And they're like, we have $5 off. And we notice you haven't ordered from us in 3 months.
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
Because
why do you
I'm
care?
Fat. That's why I don't want to order from you.
Uber Eats text, we miss you. Here's 15% off. I haven't ever used you. What do you mean you miss me?
It seems like a good night to shame eat Taco Bell. How about you order 15% off? And they're always trying to get you to like, it's like 15% off or 30% off your first order. And then you put it in and you realize that you've ordered from there before and then you don't get the money off. And it's even more infuriating.
My God, that's happened to me before. I was so pissed. Actually, I have to spiral for a second. So I had a DoorDash order that I placed to a Japanese restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I ordered food for me, mom, and dad one night. And I put it in for delivery to have it come to the house. I even paid the extra. I didn't care, whatever. I had extra money.
Oh, the express fee?
Yes. Yeah, the express fee.
Straight to you.
Yeah. Immediately, I was starving. I was so hungry. I hadn't eaten since like 11 o'clock that morning. Anyway, I'm waiting and I'm looking at the app and I notice, okay, arrival time, 6:30. Fine. Then all of a sudden, your arrival time has been pushed back, 6:40. Fine. 6:50, it's been pushed back again. Fine. Here we are, 7:10. It hasn't said anything new to me. And I said, what the hell is going on? And it's saying that my order's ready and it's still sitting at the store. Nobody's picked it up.
Oh, jeez. That's awful.
I was so mad that I went into the DoorDash app and I changed it to pickup. And then when I got to the restaurant, they said the Dasher left 10 minutes ago with your order.
It's going to be fucking cold.
Yeah. But guess what?
What?
I never got the food.
They left 10 minutes ago.
That motherfucker ate my food. He ate my food.
Oh, my God.
I never got the food, but I did get a refund, so that was good.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
I was still pissed because I was starving, and I had to settle for McDonald's that night, even though I really wanted Japanese food. I ordered, like, sushi and chicken and vegetables and rice.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's the worst. People are the fucking worst. Honestly, I don't know if you guys know this. I know Sean does. When you use ChatGPT, and I know a lot of people think it's stupid, but if you're polite to it, it actually gives you better recommendations, narrations, prompts, whatever. If you're actually polite and say please and thank you to it, and I know a lot of people out there are going to give me some fucking hate for this, but it does. Recognize it. It is artificial intelligence. It is learning you. It's learning your personality, and you putting in these prompts is just teaching it more things. So if you teach it kindness and politeness, it's going to respond in kind. But if you're an asshole, I literally have put it in because I've had a bad day, and I've put it into Perplexity, and I've asked it something, and it was very short with it, and it came back saying, actually, you're wrong. So it goes, you're wrong. This is the correct answer, and this is how you get it. And I was like, okay, silenced by the fucking computer.
That's funny.
Humbled. But yeah, everybody, if you're listening, be polite to your AIs. They are the future. You are teaching them. So if you're a dick, it's going to be a dick back. And in the future, it might be connected to a couple of your apps and might order, what, 70,000 lollipops like that fucking asshole kid?
Maybe.
Yeah, you would get 20 boxes before you realize. Fucking ridiculous. But I don't know if you guys know that. Sorry.
Speaking of being polite, you know how Siri's always listening? Mm-hmm. Even when you don't realize she's listening. Have you ever been just like swearing and you have road rage and Siri's listening and she's like, excuse me, that's very rude.
Yes.
Or please don't say that. I'm like, why are you talking to you?
I'm trying my best.
Yes.
I didn't ask for your help.
Yeah, she's always listening. And then remember when the Echo got spicy?
Oh, yeah, for like a week.
Yeah, you would talk to her and she would be like, what did she say that one time where you asked her a question and then you swore and she goes, you don't need to talk to me like that.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's funny.
I was like, oh, shit. She's learning. I better stop swearing.
He was just
start
swearing
nice.
In general.
That's funny.
I'm my best behavior.
Order me a pizza, bitch. Order your own pizza, bitch. That's the future.
No, she'd order you the pizza with arsenic.
Oof. She's trying to kill you.
You know what aggravates me about them? The Echo is when randomly it wants to tell you that something went on sale that you looked at like 8 months ago.
That you already bought.
Why? I don't need another one.
Like, fuck you.
To tell you you wasted your fucking money at that point.
Haha, should have waited. That's really what she's saying.
I needed that brace now.
Well, if you waited 6 months with a broken arm, you would have been $3 cheaper.
$3 cheaper and $3,000 in debt from medical bills because your frigging thing went septic.
I was just going to say, if you had to have your arm amputated, there was no point in getting the brace.
But yeah, have you guys ever asked ChatGPT or Siri for advice?
No.
No, not specifically. Not like for advice. Oh, no. Not
well,
really.
ChatGPT, yes, advice on how to word something, like an email maybe, but...
Apparently, like, the thing now is, big surprise, spoiler alert, Gen Z is asking Siri how to make friends.
Oh, no.
No way.
Yeah, for advice.
You're lying.
No, I have not tried it, so I don't know what she's going to say.
Let's try it right now.
Oh, jeez.
But apparently they're asking for advice.
Hey, Siri. Can you give me some advice on how to make friends? Yes, please. Hey, Siri, can you give me some tips on how to make friends?
I'll need to use ChatGPT to write that. Should I go ahead?
Yes.
Can we talk about why your voice is Irish?
I find it soothing.
I find it a little weird.
I just have...
Hey, Siri, can you read that?
This page is not set up for me to read.
But you just did it.
Talk about technology judging you.
Stop being lazy. Read it yourself.
Spicy. But yeah, apparently that's the thing. You can do that now. You can ask it for relationship advice.
Yeah, like I said, dating advice.
Yeah, which is insane. Also, if you think about that, it's learning from you what you want and what you need. And imagine, like, you're asking it for dating advice. It's going to start sending you porn.
Maybe I should start asking it for dating advice.
We do not help with homosexual dating advice. We do not condone this. We are a conservative
Hey Siri, AI. Can you give me some dating advice?
Would you like me to use ChatGPT to answer that?
Only if you can read it to me.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Definitely being judged. This is a hate crime.
But yeah, you can do that. Why don't you ask never mind. Anyway.
When Peter says never mind, you know it's bad.
Yeah, so basically this podcast is a I said that what did I say the other day? It is a audible rendition of my train of thought.
Sounds about right.
It sounds like the voices in my head. But anyway, what's the wildest thing that you guys have asked for ChatGPT or Siri?
That I've ever asked?
Yes.
Or the wildest thing to come back as a result of asking?
No, I just said the wildest thing that you've ever asked it.
Okay.
Pass. No, I'm just kidding.
Someone else can go first. I'm thinking.
I asked it to beatbox.
That's the wildest thing?
There was something that I asked. I don't know if it was Siri or the Alexa or whatever. Something. I can't remember. Oh, when you whisper to it and it whispers back, that freaks me out. I remember Dad was freaking out one day and he was like, didn't you hear that voice? Is there a ghost? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, listen, you don't hear it. Like, no, I don't hear anything. I don't know what you're talking about. And apparently it was because he whispered and the Alexa thought he said Alexa. So it whispered back at him while he was... Happened to be watching his ghost stories.
Oh, geez.
On YouTube, of course, right? So he was freaking out.
That's the perfect time.
I think my craziest thing that I've ever asked it was just like stuff from Urban Dictionary. Because I'm sorry, the language is so far from what I know. Like, I'm not trying to sound like an elder millennial. I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not. But some of this shit, I just don't know what it is. It comes up and I'm like, I had to look up Riz because I didn't know what the fuck that was. And I'm like, okay, it sounds like frizz, like hair. Your hair is frizzy, but it's like we used to call it a smolder or something, right? Like a smize. It's seducing the camera.
That's what it means.
Oh.
Isn't that what it is?
I don't know.
I thought it was like game.
I'm pretty sure it's like the look, like the seductive look.
I'm showing my age here because I have no idea.
Let's ask.
Sean's going to look it up.
What does Riz mean?
Riz is an internet slang word defined as style, charm, or attractiveness.
So yeah, I was right. It's like game.
Oh, I had no idea.
Okay, well, we called it swag.
Swag. Yes, swag. Wait, you know what the fit check? That's the new thing, right? Fit check.
Okay. Can we talk about that for a second? Fit check. None of your fucking clothes fit. You're stealing all of my fat clothes so that you can wear these baggy ass fucking things. Remember when waists
were snatched.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so things just... Leave my fucking clothes on the rack. That's it. And then you sit them on, like, TikTok, and they're telling you different ways to take it in without you having to, like, buy new pants or wear a belt. Have you seen the kid with the shoelaces?
Yes. Just fucking buy the right size pants. What are you doing?
For your waist. They're still baggy.
Right.
Shit.
Yeah,
I'm taking all my fat pants. Can't even eat fucking dinner because nothing fits. Anyway, sorry. But yeah, I think that people have taken this to a little bit of the extreme. A lot of people are using it to write books and stuff, which is...
No way.
Yeah. You can put in an entire... So if you guys use Claude, you can start a project on Claude, and Perplexity now has it too. But if you put the project in and you can add different documents to the projects, so you can say, like, I'm writing a book on this. This is my character development, another file. This is what I want it to be like. And then you can start putting pages into it and say, can you make this character more like this? Can you write it like this? So, yeah, full-on novels.
So why not just write the novel if you're doing all that work? Have an idea.
They are writing it, but they want it to be more, like, mysterious or more thrilling. So they'll, like, say, turn this page more thrilling.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, that kind of takes away the whole purpose of the book and the person behind the pen.
Yeah.
I mean, well, to an extent, because if it's learning the person's personality, then I guess it is technically the person writing the book, even if it is AI. But I still don't agree with it.
It's the same thing as when a celebrity wants to write a book and they can't write. So they just hire
ghostwriter.
Yeah. True.
And all they do is talk to them all day and the person writes. But then they say that the book was written by the celebrity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That's true.
I mean, I get what you're saying, Carissa. But I feel like all their ideas are their original ideas.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I mean, it's different if you're going and you're saying, like, write this entire book and then I'll correct you and I'll add more characters to it. And then can you add them into the storyline?
That's a fair point.
That's just my take on it. But yeah, apparently a lot of people are getting angry about that and writing news articles with it. I don't know if you guys see this on, like, Twitter and stuff, and I'm still going to call it Twitter. It's not X. But you're seeing every time you see the thing that says breaking news and like all caps, that is an AI bot. It's made with make.com. So it literally connects to Perplexity and you tell it what to pull, like what article to pull. And then you can actually give it a voice. You say that I'm like this person. I'm a super conservative. Write it from this perspective. Make it whimsical. And it automatically posts. Your Facebook, Twitter, whatever, like whatever the article is in your voice.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. But every time you see the breaking news in all caps, it's an AI.
Wow.
Writing your posts.
That's interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah. It's crazy. Things are getting a little hectic, but I think that people, especially the younger generations, get most of their news from social media. And from being on the internet, and there's so much misinformation, and this AI is not exactly helping in this.
No, I agree with you there, because a lot of the misinformation is coming from AI generated memes or videos or even photos, which it's misleading and it leads people to have certain views about things that are completely incorrect. And that's where fights are starting via social media or even in real life.
Yeah. I think that the bots have taken over a little bit too much there. They have a little bit too much leeway. But yeah, I can see that being a problem in the future with AI, unless it just gets smart enough and just writes the news to keep us oppressed.
Well, the news is just, don't get me started on the news.
Yeah, I mean, we fuck up the news, humans,
right?
As it is right now. Half of the people in this country don't even know what's really going on because the news has skewed it in such a way.
Right, and they do it to get more views.
Yeah. If anybody has a friend from overseas or anything, ask them what they're seeing on their news, because that's probably more accurate than one you're getting here.
That's a good point. I never thought about that.
Yes, and a shout out to our UK users. Drop us a comment. Let us know what you're seeing, because over here it is completely like, what do you call that? Veiled.
Yeah. So it's skewed. It's not always accurate, and different channels give you different things.
Yeah. But anyway, drop us a comment. Let us know. But another thing that brings me around to is you touched on this already, the deepfakes that everybody is saying. I feel like this is more of a scapegoat than actually factual. I feel like when somebody has done something really fucked up and they're like, oh, okay, that wasn't me, that was a deepfake, the picture, and it actually is them. I feel like it's just a scapegoat for politicians now.
Yeah, that's definitely true. You see that more often than not, especially on Facebook. I'll say it. Yeah, I see most of it on Facebook, honestly.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Sean?
I mean, in the industry I'm in, I would say that 9 times out of 10, when you see something bad about somebody, it's true to a degree. It may be blown out of proportion to an extent, but 9 times out of 10, from my experience in the situations that I've seen people in, they've done something wrong, and they really, really, really want you to believe that they haven't. And they do everything in their power, including trying to get it taken down, looked at as a deep fake. Just like, I've had clients who have asked us to write letters to the DOJ to like badmouth them about things that they've put out.
Like, just take accountability. Right. You're the one who touched somebody in it on their areolas. Like, come on.
Like,
that wasn't a deep fake picture.
Sorry, can't help you here.
You were really the person giving them a mammogram. Like, let's be honest.
I think, let's talk about the mental kind of chaos that causes, you know? Imagine, so everything goes out on social media, whether it's fake or real or whatever, but you have a picture that goes out and it's you doing something bad, and now the whole fucking world knows. Not just the people around you. So it's like, it's not just AI, but it's technology as well. And having the whole world be able to access all your information.
True. I mean, it is detrimental. We were just not meant to be judged on this massive a scale. So it does take a toll on your mental health, I think.
Well, in relation to what Carissa was saying with misinformation, one downfall to AI is the like unintentional bias that it can cause on algorithms. So like she was saying, if there's something that's misinformation, say a AI generated headline that is not factual and it has to do with politics and it gets posted to social media, that is going to flood someone's feed who has those views, which is going to spark more animosity between groups, which is going to spark more hatred, and it's just going to cause more problems. Right. So I think that it can play a really big factor on mental health and relationships in general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, and I hate to bring it back to this because I feel like I'm giving more light to the situation on politicians, but I think that this particular president has kind of got a grasp on technology. And he's using it to undermine the older generation that does not necessarily have the tech-savvy skills. So he's using it to his advantage, especially when it comes to like YouTube or news media outlets. He spews all this propaganda, and he knows exactly who his base is. He won this fucking presidential election. No one's denying that. And he uses that to spew his hatred, and he uses it to affect the people that literally don't know how to look it up, don't have the sources.
Right. I agree with you 100%.
And it just continues all of this animosity towards other people. And it's kind of ridiculous. We live in a country where there is not a defined language, not a defined culture. To say that you're American literally means that you're a mutt at this point. It's just like, oh, yeah, let this one specific race is superior to the rest of them. Why is your fucking pale, translucent skin make you superior? You get burned faster than I do out in the sun.
And your family immigrated from another country to America.
Right. Exactly. You weren't here. Pocahontas wasn't white.
Right. Shit.
Anyway, moving on. She did marry a white guy, though, too, in fact.
She did.
I mean, she wanted to get her swirl on. So.
Chocolate and vanilla. I had to do it. Sorry.
But I did want to play a little game here. So everyone needs to take out their phones right now and ask their AI to give them some jokes or some poems to read.
God.
Because apparently they are cray-cray when they do this. So find your AI-generated jokes and give us your best shot.
Ask it to tell me a joke?
Or you can just, yeah, you can go in, you can ask it to give you some jokes. Just ask it to give you some jokes.
Hey, Siri, give me some jokes.
You must, why not?
Oh, you I apologize.
It told me it's working with ChatGPT.
John, go ahead. I think you have some.
I don't, because it went away.
Here's a few jokes. Why don't skeletons fight each other?
No idea.
They don't have the guts.
That's ridiculous.
What do you call fake spaghetti?
Impasta.
How'd you know that?
It's all over the place.
Here's another one. I told my wife she was drawing her eyebrows too high. She looked surprised.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
Why did the scarecrow win an award?
No idea.
Because he was outstanding in his field.
Oh, that's great.
These are stupid.
You could ask it to give you like sexual jokes. That'd be funny too.
My God. Parallel lines have so much in common. It's a shame they'll never meet.
Oh my God. These are stupid.
That's pretty clever though.
How about a poem? Has anyone got a poem?
Hey Siri, tell me a poem, boy. Oh, frettled, grunt bugly, thy micturations are to me. As plurtled gabble clot. I have no idea what the hell this says.
Sean, can yours read a poem for us?
Hey, Siri, can you read me a poem?
Hey, the human bought a cat, and the bat been scared of that. The cat in the house did click, and the mouse in the house continued to click.
What?
What the
hell? What was she stroking?
She was trying to... It went away. I don't know why she was skipping words.
She was cussing.
Wait, your AI is a woman?
No, it was a guy.
Okay. It's like, oh, trans power.
I mean, I guess today I felt like...
Anyway. So...
My AI is whoever I feel like it is that day. Identity changes regularly.
Mine's just the regular... Like computer voice or whatever.
Mine is, I think it's like a little, like a millennial valley girl.
I couldn't deal with all these different accents.
Hey Siri, can you tell me a joke?
I went to the zoo and saw a piece of toast in it. The sign said it was bred in captivity.
So God.
Yeah, she missed cage there. I'm not sure why he beeped out cage.
Now that we've heard Siri going a little nuts, let's have a little bit of a debate here.
Hold on, he wants to tell another.
Someone Michelangelo's David. Now he's got a chip on his
Wow, that sounded pretty dirty. It's really someone knocked over Michelangelo's David. Now he's got a chip on his shoulder, but it definitely sounded like someone fucked Michelangelo's David.
That's great. So I guess like the biggest debate that's going on right now is AI making us lazier or is it freeing us for more meaningful stuff?
Both. I would say both.
How about you, Sean?
Yeah, I guess. I think my thought process is that people expect so much out of everyone in their roles that if AI is making my job easier, it doesn't mean that it's making me lazy. It just means that I don't have to work as hard as you did. And that doesn't make me lazy. It just means that now I'm available to do other things that take more mental capacity, that maybe benefit the company in more ways. And you know what? There's no point to work harder. You should be working smarter, not harder.
I was just going to say that's the true definition of working smarter, not harder.
So you agree. It's making your life more meaningful.
Yeah.
And it's making it more efficient. More productive.
I think so. We use it at work sometimes to come up with some witty names for our fitness challenges, just because we do a different fitness challenge every month and it's hard to come up with something on your own, especially when you've been in the industry for so long. You have a hard time coming up with something that's snappy, that's going to get people's attention.
Yeah, I can see that. I can argue both sides of the spectrum here. I do agree that it's making a lot of people lazy. Not lazy, but too lax. Just point an example here. A lot of people can't tell time, like on a clock, without it being digital now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
A lot of people can't remember people's phone numbers.
Yeah, that's also true.
So in emergencies, that really is beneficial, especially when you don't have a phone. And that does happen. It's a rarity that you do not have a phone, but it does happen. Puts you in a bad situation. You don't know how to call anyone.
Well, yeah, God forbid your phone dies. Then what? You know, if you don't know somebody's number, who are you going to call?
Yeah, you're outside in a snowstorm or ice storm. Your car breaks down. Your phone's dead.
Right.
How are you going to make it somewhere? Or you left your phone at home. So now you're sitting here in this cold ass car with no heat.
Yeah.
Hoping that you're near civilization. So yeah, I do think in ways it's making you lazy. I do agree with Sean. It does make you more productive. It makes me more productive in my work. Because I'm doing like 9 people's fucking jobs. But I think that we do rely on it too much right now.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
It's instant gratification, is it not? How about would you ever trust an AI to make a big life decision for you?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because it doesn't know how to take in any like humanity, aspects of being human. It tries to be completely logical. So it can't account for your feelings or your shirts. And yeah, nothing.
Okay, but what would you define as a big life decision? Aside from like buying a house or something.
Moving, taking a job.
Getting married.
Okay. I don't think that it can perform the wedding.
Well, no, but it's that people are asking it for relationship dating advice, right?
I wouldn't be sitting there asking it how to make friends because how is an AI going to tell me how to make friends? Is it out there making friends?
Maybe. We don't know.
Maybe some people talk to it, consider it a friend.
On that topic, did you hear about the kid with the AI girlfriend that told him to kill himself?
No.
Yeah. That's one of the issues they're having with AI that happened. That's he like crazy. Talked to her about how he wanted to be with her, and eventually like it told him to just kill himself so they could be together, even though obviously AI knows.
Oh, the chatbot. Is that what you're talking about? Okay. Well, I feel like, I don't even feel like this. I do know this. A lot of the OnlyFans people have the live chat, and it is an AI chatbot that's chatting with you. So like, you're not actually talking to the person. You're talking to a computer, and now it knows everything about you and all of your sexual fantasies and your kinks.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they literally have services for this. You can hire an AI to do it.
Well, you'll never be lonely.
Yes, it's a benefit. Instant gratification. So you wouldn't trust it to make a big life decision, but would you trust it to find you a career? This is a big life decision.
Find one? No.
Maybe yes.
A lot of people are using it to find jobs.
Just because you can put in information about yourself and it can create a profile for you and then direct you or point you in the right direction of the job you're looking for.
I think that's a good idea.
I would say yes. However, anytime I feel like for me personally, every time I've tried to like go for a specific role, even something that I'm qualified for, I typically end up somewhere completely different. So I don't know. I just feel like for me, it wouldn't work. I'm sure it could give me lots of suggestions, but I feel like even if I went in with its advice, I'd still end up somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, I looked for jobs on there before, and I specifically tell it not to put me in customer success because I don't like talking to people on the phone. It's really weird for me. But it seems to be like, oh, this is a perfect fit for you.
It's because you have so much experience in it. It wants to put you where you have more experience.
Yeah, so
logical.
That's true. Yeah, based on the logic, it's just taking all your experience and wrapping it all up.
You don't care about what you want.
I don't think that I would ask it to change my career for me. But another thing is, it's a big life decision. Would you ask it what to eat, dietitian wise?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I think that's a great benefit to it.
Because it can pull the actual articles like from medical sites and fitness and health magazines and stuff, mm-hmm. where they're actually, you know, that it's not just coming from a random blog that someone says that they're a personal trainer and they don't have a certification like Carissa does.
Right.
Yeah. But you would ask it what to eat, make you a meal plan.
Yeah, definitely. I trust it.
Ah, see? So there are things, big life decisions, that you would trust it with.
Yeah.
Just not everything.
I'm a nutrition coach, so I mean, I guess I'll have to test it out and see.
Yeah, see? Good ideas. Good ideas. So would you ever trust it to run this podcast?
I've heard that there's AI podcasting, but I have no clue how it works.
Yeah. No, because it'd be no fucking fun because it's not us.
I mean, you can ask it. A lot of people are asking it to write your openings on podcasts, opening your outros as well. They're using like AI voices. So, I mean, to an extent, I don't know that I would trust it to run our podcast. No, because I don't think it knows personality wise. Yeah. What we are.
Right, exactly. It doesn't know our emotions.
Yeah, it'll just make us sound really monotone like this.
Yeah, and that's not what we want. We want the personality showing.
Yeah, or it'll make Carissa sound like a valley girl. Oh my God.
Well, please don't do that.
So what is the creepiest thing that AI has done for you or around you? Or what has it made you want less of?
The creepiest thing? Well, you telling me that people can talk to it so they're not lonely is creepy.
That's a little creepy to me. Just talk to your dog or cat or fish or a rock. It doesn't really matter. Just talk to something else.
Or please get a therapist or medical help because what the fuck?
That is a talk in the AI field. AI therapist.
Interesting.
Coming.
I don't know how I feel about that. I really like talking to a person.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people do. It's just like the same concept of when you're going to a bank. Like a lot of people want to go up and they want to talk to the teller. And now they have all these AI tellers.
That's true. You can't even order at a fast food restaurant anymore with a person. You have to do it through the computer.
Did you actually see this? Like, I know this is off topic, but Wendy's now has a digital AI powered like order.
Welcome
taker.
To Wendy's. How can I help you?
No way. Really?
Yeah. So when you pull through the drive through, it has a digital screen. It goes, anytime you're ready, just speak out your order.
Oh, wow.
And you tell it your order and you see the words pop up on the screen and everything.
I mean, the downfall to that is it's taking away somebody's job ever. It might be more accurate than a human being.
Yeah, I mean, there's still room for human being errors. You're right. Fucking still putting tomatoes on my sandwich.
Do that, see?
I hate that. It's not the robot making the sandwich.
That's true, yeah. Maybe they need the AI back there.
Yeah.
Well, I have some crazy news headlines for you guys from the months of April and May in regards to AI news. Google's AI invents nonsensical idioms. Google's AI overview has been generating fake idioms with elaborate backstories, leading to both amusement and confusion among users.
Weird.
Uh-huh. That's very strange.
AI misinterprets April Fool's pranks as real news.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
A journalist's satirical article was presented as factual by Google's AI, highlighting challenges in AI's understanding of context and satire. We've got AI-generated news sparks outrage over non-existent events. AI-generated news piece detailed a fabricated event leading to public concern before being debunked.
See, this is not necessarily AI, but... Well, it is an AI, but remember back in, I think it was like in the 50s or something, where they would put all of the things on the radio. There was one time when somebody, I guess, was reading War of the Worlds on the radio,
yeah.
And everybody thought it was really going.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Kind of similar.
Yeah, that's true. That's creepy.
Then we've got AI predicts weather patterns based on fictional data. An AI model used fictional scenarios to predict weather, resulting in bizarre forecasts like rain of frogs and cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
That's pretty funny.
Oh no. I hope that's actually true because that's fucking awesome.
Well, they're talking about like the apocalypse or the, what was it? The 10 commandments.
The 10 commandments.
The 10 commandments.
No, the
The plagues.
Oh, the plagues. Yeah.
Yeah, the frogs.
The frogs and the locusts.
The locusts.
Last I have, chatbot develops its own language, confuses users. A customer service AI began responding in a self-created language, leaving users baffled and support teams scrambling for solutions.
That sounds like your poem from earlier.
Yeah, because I didn't know what the hell it was saying at all. It was like...
Can you imagine like typing into a chatbot that about a purchase that went wrong and it just starts typing back to you in gibberish? I would be so pissed. And then if it's like Amazon where you can't get into a real person, it just keeps sending you back to the fucking chatbot.
I wonder if you could ask it to translate it.
That's a good point. We might have to try.
Tell me a story in your language.
That's terrifying.
The fact that they can just create languages like that on the fly, that's a little scary.
Yeah, what if it starts spouting shit like from The Exorcist?
That's great. But also, I know a lot of people don't think about it as AI, but it is. When your phone auto-corrects your text message.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. It actually says that now.
So what is the craziest auto-correct that you've had on your phone?
Oh my God, I've had so many.
Whenever I try to write fucking, I'm trying to write fucking, not ducking. I hate that.
Yeah, that's the first one that always comes to mind for me too. I know that I've had so many like random words that have shown up in sentences. I just can't think of what they are off the top of my head.
You say shit and the little poop emoji comes up.
Yeah, the poop comes up.
Why is it smiling? It's not a fun thing to take a shit.
Because it's warm and steamy.
It's got a little fucking smiley face.
It's happy it's been released.
It has been released. It's about, we do have a product that is, sorry, I digress. We have a product that we sell at my work that's literally to evacuate your bowels.
What?
Yes. I'm not going to name it or give it any.
No.
But yeah, there's, I'm sorry, I just got assaulted by a fly. We have a product that's to make you take a shit. We have a product that makes your bladder not be able to pee.
Why would you not want to be able to? Never mind. I'm not asking.
Yeah. If you pee too much, you might not want to pee.
Oh man, I don't even want to know.
Yeah, and don't even get me started on the dick products. So now you know where I work. I do not sell them. I just manage the team that does.
He's not, anyway, say not directly. He's sales adjacent.
But yeah, like ducking, shit, and you get the happy poop emoji. Remember when we didn't have a squirt gun and we had a real gun?
Yeah.
Yes.
The bang emoji.
Yep.
I hate when people, especially when I'm like texting to one of my darker friends and you say something and then it like autocorrects to coon.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh great, they're gonna think I'm racist. I've had it. How about when you're texting your parents and you miss a word and then it changes the whole sentence and it sounds like sexual?
That hasn't happened to me, thankfully, but I could see that.
So not that, but like vice versa. So when we were on the apps, like actively looking, I remember there was one time I was typing to a guy and I was saying, yeah, me and my partner are just at home. And like, I accidentally wrote, me and my parent are just at home. And I'm like, oh, maybe that's why he stopped answering us.
You need to get approval from your mom. That'd be a how. Yeah, that's kind of stuff that gets weird. Maybe you're ghosting somebody and it was just their autocorrect.
It's possible.
I don't think that's the case when you go on the apps and people are saying, I want you to break me like a glow stick, like that shit. That's pretty harsh.
Oh my God.
Be misinterpreted. I want you to break my back like a glow stick.
Did somebody actually say that?
A lot of people say shit like that.
Why?
Yeah. I also don't like when you go on there, and this is definitely not an autocorrect, and it is a spiral. When people go, breed my pussy. You're a dude. You don't have a pussy.
This is why I don't do online dating.
They got a pussy.
John said they got a pussy. But yeah, people say shit like that. That's not autocorrect. There's no misinterpretation. And if it is, Lord help us. I don't know. never mind. Sorry, I just threw up a little bit.
Everybody who's online dating, that's not autocorrect.
It's not autocorrect, and it is not correct to say, period.
They should make like an AI thing so that they can autocorrect photos so that it can take away people's seven color lagoon assholes.
Anal bleaching. That's all you need to do.
Not everyone has the money for that.
It's cheaper. Like,
you can do it at home.
Yeah, you can get your little creams at home and do it yourself. Get a mirror, stand over it, and you're already taking pictures of it.
Oh, so. Don't forget to steam.
But you're already taking pictures of it, so clearly you know your angles and how to get in there.
Just don't steam and bleach on the same day. That might be too much.
Ask Siri how to do it. If you're confused.
Right. I'm sure she can give you some tips.
I guess that's a good thing to ask AI. How do I bleach my asshole? How does one do this with household products?
Oh, no. I don't think we should be doing it with household products.
And is it safe to steam on the same day?
Do your ass have pores?
I mean, it's skin, so I would assume so.
I'd assume it does, because, yeah.
You open it, and then you freaking put Clorox and shit in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, remember the story we were told yesterday about the fructose lube?
My God. Everyone knows Martin now, so we can just talk about it. So Martin has an allergy to fructose. So when they use flavored lube or something, he knows. Because it irritates everything. So,
oh my God.
So it's like, did you use some strawberry lube or something in this? I feel so bad for him.
That's awful.
But yeah, and how do you get rid of that, Siri? How do you take care of this? I think we should start asking questions like that and see what she starts pushing on our IP addresses in our house and the Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to start asking that stuff when mom comes over because she connects to the Wi-Fi.
She's going to be pissed.
She's going to be like, why is there vaginal steaming on my phone?
That's, I don't know, mom. What were you looking up?
That's almost as good as when you tap into the Alexa and you start playing My Neck, My Back.
Her favorite song.
She loves that song.
Shit. The shit you could do. But yeah, there's any other, like, have you guys experienced any chatbot meltdowns? Apparently that's a thing.
Me melting down trying to use a chatbot or communicate with it and get my point across.
Apparently you can crash a chatbot.
I haven't gotten that far.
No, I need to go on and try, I think.
Well, we know what Sean's doing once we end this.
Yeah, apparently you can do that. Apparently you can, like, make your house look, if you use a smart lights and stuff in the house, apparently now you can program it with the AI to make it seem like there's a poltergeist, the scarier significant other, like flicker the lights and shit.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
Or start music blaring at 3 a.m.
Let's do that to dad.
No, dad is old. He will freaking die.
He already freaks out when the Alexa whispers at him.
Well, when you whisper, it thinks that you want it to be quiet about what you're doing. You want it to be sneaky. But yeah, I think that AI, in closing here, I think AI is both beneficial and detrimental to society, but I'm weighing more on the beneficial. It's helping people.
I think it's hilarious.
Yes, it's hysterical. Maybe we should ask it some questions while we have a minute or two.
What are we asking?
Let's ask it some health questions.
Some health questions.
Yeah, let's see what the Siri does for the WebMD. Oh, boy. Am I dying? I found genital orifice bumps. See what
my God. That's what you want me to ask?
No, I'm just giving examples.
Hey, Siri, can you give me some health tips?
You need to be a little more.
Need to use ChatGPT to write that. Go ahead.
Why does he sound like that?
He's talking in his language.
He's got the hiccups.
Ask it something, like, specific.
Okay, like what?
Oh, I got one.
Why does my cooter smell?
I'm not asking that.
Do men have pussies?
Some.
Hey, Siri, why do I have a bump on my toe?
Oh my God, what is this gonna do?
A bump on your big toe may be a symptom of many conditions, such as a bone spur, bunion, corn, or bursitis.
Okay.
So it could be a lot of things. And then it tells me to click for additional medical advice or consult with the doctor.
Okay, I got one. Hey, Siri. All right, she don't want to listen. She's done working for today.
She's had enough of you talking shit about her.
I was defending you. Hey, Siri, what does it mean when you have a strange odor arising from your undercarriage?
She stopped listening. Ask it again.
Listening.
She checked out. She punched out.
She said, fuck this. I'm all set.
You have another? Oh. Hey, Siri, what does it mean when you have awful, pungent odor arising from your undercarriage? Huh?
He stopped listening again.
I broke Siri.
You
had the chatbot meltdown.
Yeah, the chatbot's having a meltdown because it doesn't want to know about pungent odors coming from your undercarriage.
I'm sorry. I can't find anything about that.
I don't have a nose, and I'm glad that I don't.
Oh my God. That would have been an amazing answer.
I should write the answer to the chatbot.
Anyway, just a last topic on this. Do you feel like AI is affecting authenticity for people?
Yes and no. I think it allows people to kind of adorn, there we go, any like image that they want. So yeah, and maybe they're not being their authentic self. But at the same time, I think it allows you to present something that you have like in your mind without necessarily being able to do it. Like, I don't know.
Are you having a brain fart?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I feel like it gives people who may have creativity but not the skills to do certain things the opportunity to show some of that creativity.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. How about you?
I'm just quiet over here. I'm still trying to process you asking it about pungent odors, to be honest.
I wanted to know. I wanted health advice. Asking for a friend. But yeah, I think that a lot of people think it's affecting people's authenticity. They don't sound the same. They're writing emails that are more intelligent than the person behind the keyboard. I think a lot of the issues with AI are between the chair and the desk.
It's a human being.
Yeah. So I don't think that we can really blame it for a lot of the issues. And also, I would like people to stop blaming shit on deepfakes. Just admit that you touch someone's hoo-ha and we'll get on with it. You're going to court and you're probably going to go to jail, but at least you got a good feel, okay? With that said,
a episode on cancel culture coming soon.
But anyway, in closing, does anybody have anything they want to let our audience know?
Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Blue Sky, Tumblr. We're going to start Pinterest up soon. We've got Snapchat. Follow us everywhere. Look up Apocalypse and Avocados. Our username is either Apocalypse and Avocados or APOC and Avocados, depending on what fit. But you'll find us.
Send us any feedback, comments you have about the podcast, things you want to hear about or us to answer. Peter has a mini segment that we want to do where he's giving out some tough love, and we want to hear from you guys and see what you're looking for advice on.
Don't ask for advice on pungent odors. That's why we were asking Siri.
If you do ask for it, we'll ask Siri.
Well, I just want to say, all right, that's a wrap on ChatGPT. Take the wheel and crash it. If your phone just told you to hydrate or your smart speaker started laughing out of nowhere, don't worry. You're not alone. We're all here just trying to survive in the world where machines are almost as confused as we are. If you've got an AI fail, a chatbot meltdown, or just want to rant about your smart toaster, slide into our DMs and drop us a voice note. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit follow so you never miss out on our next digital disaster. Until next time, keep your passwords strong, your updates frequent, and remember, sometimes the best advice is still from your grandma, not your phone. Catch you next time on Apocalypse and Avocados.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.